Mr. LaForce, what's your concern about the barren ground caribou?
Caribou populations across Canada are plummeting, and barren ground caribou are northern caribou found in the northern parts of the provinces and the territories. And our main concern is that the populations we're seeing in the north are really going down. Many herds are 95% depleted. We have examples of herds that used to number 470,000 in the 1980s, currently sitting around 8,000. And our concern is that not only are these populations declining, but they're hitting population minimums and not showing signs of recovery.
Now, you've done a survey about this. What did you find?
Yeah, we wanted to know what the opinion was of northerners, people who live in northern Canada, as to what they thought were priorities for caribou conservation. And one of the main conservation priorities we have at WWF Canada is the protection of calving grounds. And these are areas that barren ground caribou migrate thousands of kilometers to every spring to give birth to their calves. So we wanted to know first if northerners agreed with us that was an important conservation priority, but also to know any other priorities that people had. And what we found was that overwhelmingly 87% of the residents of northern Canada are in support of designating caribou calving grounds as protected areas. And that includes over 75% as strongly support and an additional 12% as somewhat supporting. And when we asked people, why do you have such strong opinions on supporting the protection of calving grounds, the main reasons we heard were that we need to do something to protect our declining caribou. And then also, very importantly, it's a very important food security issue and a cultural preservation issue for Inuit, especially in the territory of Nunavut, which is the predominantly Inuit territory in Canada.
How did respondents feel about the current government action?
Overall, we heard that people were not happy with the amount of attention and effort from territorial governments into preserving caribou. This was not as strong in the Yukon, which is the Western Territory, where calving grounds are already protected, and it was the weakest in Nunavut, where calving grounds currently are not protected. So the message we have here is that not only do we have a big consensus from northerners as to what we need to do next to conserve caribou, we also have a message to the government that you need to do more to ensure that these herds recover.
What action should be taken in your view?
The number one thing we think should be done immediately is habitat protection. And that includes the calving grounds. And when we talk about calving grounds, it's important to realize that for the territory of Nunavut, for example, this represents only 6% of the territory, which is an immense, huge amount of space, but only 6% of that, which is caribou calving grounds. And we also did some analyses at WWF Canada and found that if we were to protect all of the calving grounds in the territory of Nunavut, it would only overlap with 10% of the area of high mineral potential. When we talk about protecting caribou calving grounds, the main threat that we would talk about limiting is mineral exploration and development. So if we can protect caribou calving grounds by only taking over 10% of the high mineral potential area, we leave quite a bit of area open, the vast majority rather, for other purposes.
Is there other action you're looking for?
Yes, we'd also think it's important to continue research and monitoring. We don't have a full idea as to why caribou populations are at their lowest, but we do know that when they are at their lowest, we need to monitor them closely to look for those signs of recovery, and more importantly, look to see if there are no signs of recovery. And we also need to make sure that local people are involved at every step of the way, and that includes harvest monitoring to ensure that the local take is sustainable and that food security issues are being met without compromising future efforts to conserve caribou.
Thank you very much for telling us about this.
Thank you very much.